RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour of power here on this Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Before we put a bow on the show, we'll take a spin around the NFC East because all of a sudden, things are getting wild and wonderful. In one of the NFL's most competitive divisions, the Dallas Cowboys, with their signature win of the year this past Thanksgiving against the Chiefs, and then Philadelphia playing host to Chicago on Black Friday, got punched in the mouth. So we'll tell you what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the NFC East. Week 13 of the National Football League actually wraps up with a member of the NFC East in action. It'll be the return of Jackson Dart to the lineup as they're on the road taking on one of the hottest teams in the National Football League, Drake May and the New England Patriots. We'll go around the NFC East and preview Monday Night Football before we get out of here. Right now, though, I want to continue our conversation on what happened last night against the Denver Broncos. A lot of positive takeaways for me when it comes to the way that the Washington Commanders played. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. We find our pal David Harrison. He is the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. He is also the Commanders digital beat reporter for WUSA9. Our pal David Harrison, give him a follow on the X app at dharrison82. Happy holiday season, my friend. Appreciate you making some time for us.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Doing even better after, you know, watching last night's performance, man. And David, your perspective on football, I always think, is so unique based on your past life, is how I would put it, DH, in terms of your involvement with the military and just understanding the importance of leaning on one another and brotherhood and so on and so forth. So I first want to take a trip inside of the locker room yesterday. What was the vibe, I guess, is the best way that I could put it, David, after a really hard-fought game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the guys in the locker room understood that, you know, they took a big step. They made strides. They played a really competitive game against a really good team. You know, the leaders in the AFC West division, like one of the top teams in the NFL so far this season. And those are all good things. But at the same time, There's the frustration of losing that game. You know, like, it's one thing to play a competitive game. It's another thing to win a competitive game. So while there obviously are benefits, and there's good things to pull from it, and the guys knew even in the moment that, you know, come Monday, come Tuesday, they're going to pull positives from it. There's still that frustration of losing. And I had conversations with a couple of the players just kind of, you know, between us where, you know, it's listen, you're in the mud. You know what I mean? You're in the trenches right now. And I get that. But I'm not. And so I told them, like, listen, I'm proud of y'all. Like, I'm not in the trenches with you. So I can take this silver lining and I can run with it and I can embrace it and do all this stuff because I'm not in there with you. But I understand that, you know, that's where they're coming from. That's where they have to come from because, you know, if you go into Minnesota saying, oh, well, we put together a really good effort against Denver, even though we lost guys, gee shucks, you know, gosh darn, you're going to get your butt kicked by the Minnesota Vikings, right? So that's not how that works. But I think they also understand, like I said, they did some good things, wasn't good enough, but it can lead them to being good enough next week.
I totally agree with you. I think it's well put. Let's go to the game here for a second. Obviously, as you mentioned, Denver, one of the hottest teams in football, really good up front on both the offensive line and the defensive line. I thought that's where Washington played their best ball last night, was in the trenches. I want to start on defense. I think, obviously, there's some big changes in terms of the amount of zone coverage that they've played here since DQ was taken over as the play caller. But last night, the big improvement that I saw from Madrid to this week is the way that they played the run. They forced Denver to be one-dimensional. We saw more of the 3-4 look last night. What were your thoughts on the way that Washington played the run?
Yeah, I mean, I really like, obviously, the intensity of it, the physicality of it. Like, the spirit, there's a mentality behind, you know, dominating somebody.
Right.
Especially when you're going up against another human being, right? Like, at the end of the day, nobody here is coming from another planet or has, you know, at least you're not supposed to have these, like, super serums, you know, flowing through your veins and all this kind of stuff. So it's man on man. It's a human being on a human being. And, you know, there's the old classic saying when you talk about trench play, it comes from the offensive line, but I think it applies to both sides.
Right.
You know, there's nothing better in this world than the feeling of taking another grown man and moving him from one place to another against his will. And every player wants to do that, right? But there's a mentality about it. And I think that last night you saw more of that mentality, but you also saw a defensive plan that emphasizes using guys in the places that they're used best. And I'm going to go a little bit out of the trenches to kind of like flesh that part of the conversation out. And I looked at like Quan Martin. You know, Quan, it's no secret that he's had some issues in coverage this year. He's had some issues, especially with downfield plays as far as like tackling angles and all those kinds of things. So in some ways, one of the things that I was kind of hoping to see from the defense against the Denver Broncos was get Quan moving forward more. Get Quan in the box more. Let him kind of just run downhill aggressive and hit the way that we know that he can and start to manufacture some confidence for him. You know what I mean? Because it's not that he doesn't have the ability to do the other stuff. But, you know, when you're constantly getting, you know, hit in the jaw and you just can't get that hand up to guard your face and you're just constantly being you know, having punches thrown at your face.
Yeah.
Change up the picture. You know what I mean? Get to the body. Do some of these things. And I saw Quan Martin doing a little bit more of those things yesterday. You saw Will Harris lining up deep a little bit more than you know, other safeties that Quan had played with. And I think that, you know, kind of helped him, but also kind of helped the rest of the team because, to quote the great Jarvis Landry, those kinds of things are contagious. You know what I mean? When one guy starts feeling good, other guys start feeling good. And I think that's a little bit of what you saw last night.
Totally agree with you. I love the way you described it. The competitive spirit that they had on defense, I thought was just there. Guys rallying to the football. I thought Frankie Louvu at the linebacker spot was a lot better than he had been in recent weeks in terms of playing assignment football, being in this gap, keeping his shoulders square, coming downhill and making tackles. That was the other part that stood out to me, David. I don't know the official numbers from last night, but I know there was one missed tackle that led to a big, I think, Adam Trautman play. But outside of that, the tackling was really good last night. I think someone asked that to DQ during the bye week. Like, how do you improve tackling during the season when you can't really do anything? Did you think the tackling was better last night? And then how is that something that they can potentially replicate here?
Yeah, I feel like the tackling has been better just, you know, over the course of the last couple of games we've seen. And really, it really is about, you know, benchmarks. I mean, once you get to this level, you know, no defender in the NFL, you know, doesn't know how to tackle.
Right.
It's all about leverage. It's all about, you know, contact points. It's all about, you know, how do you get to the spot where you need to attack the ball carrier. And that's where, you know, some of these pursuit issues kind of come into play. I think some of it is a little bit of his confidence. You know, sometimes it's a guy trying to make too big of a play. Mm-hmm. You know, talking to Dan Quinn, you know, just this afternoon, or hearing, you know, Dan Quinn talk to Eric Flack of WSA 9 this afternoon, like, don't have to put on a cape, right? You don't have to. It's okay to make the stop 8 yards downfield instead of trying to take a sharper angle to get that stop 5 yards downfield, and then you end up risking too much. You blow the tackle because your angle is off, and now this guy gets, you know, 15 yards downfield or whatever it's going to be. It's understanding the play that needs to be made, and, you know, to kind of use a Ron Rivera euphemism, like, you know, like the play doesn't care who makes it,
right.
And that's 100% accurate, and it's about guys just doing their job. So, like, DQ talked about the Treylon Burks touchdown catch. Like, that touchdown catch obviously is great. It's amazing. You love it for Treylon himself, and you love it for the team, but it didn't happen because Treylon was like, hey, guys, let me put on this cape real quick and go be the superhero. It happened because Treylon got off his release, got into his route, got to his spot where the ball is supposed to be, tracked it, went up and made the play the best way he possibly can. Like, is it amazing and does it look superhuman and all that stuff? Obviously it does, but it all comes together simply because Treylon just went out there and did what he's supposed to do versus trying to do too much or, you know, let me put in an extra three or four shimmies before I shake and really try to get, you know, this guy's ankles broken. Like, no, dude, like, just get off the line of scrimmage, get into your route, get to your point, track the ball, bring it in. It sounds simple. It's not simple. But when you have that mindset, those types of plays will happen.
I know someone that, you know, you've gotten the chance to know really well over the past couple of years and built a relationship with, our guy Chris Rodriguez, just continuing to be ready for his moment and his opportunity. Your thoughts on the way that he has run the rock here over the past couple of weeks, and what do you make of the way Washington is handling that running back room in terms of the way that they're divvying out the carries?
Yeah, I mean, Chris is who I thought he was, you know what I mean? And obviously we all love being proven right, so I'll take that victory lap or whatever you want to call it. But it's not because I did anything, right? Like, I didn't put the work in. I didn't put the training in. I didn't, you know, I don't hit the gaps. I don't hit the holes. Like, it's just, you know, I'm just saying what I see. The magic comes in from not just Chris, but also the offensive lineman, you know what I mean? Like, look at that touchdown run. I mean, the physicality on that touchdown run alone, there's a couple duo blocks on there. Just, again, like, the mentality of, you're a grown man, I'm a grown man, you're going to go where I tell you to go, whether you like it or not. And then Chris meets a DB, you know, in not in the lane, but, you know, under at the goal line, and he just makes a decision. It's me, it's you, and guess what? I'm going to win this battle.
Yeah.
And he gets into the end zone, and that's what it's about. And that's just kind of the energy that Chris has always brought, you know what I mean, for whatever reason it's taken as long as it has. But, you know, at the same time, man, like, I always look at this and say, like, people are a product of their circumstances. They're not a product because of their circumstances. And at the same time, like, you know, if Chris comes out of Kentucky as a third-round pick and the Commanders are like, oh, well, you're going to be a starter because we just believe in you that much no matter what happens, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he never goes to Georgia this offseason and gets his body right and does all these things, and that's the reason he's having, you know, the performances he's having this season. So, like, you know, it may not never all necessarily be the path that you wanted to take to where you get to, but the important part is getting to the point you want to be. I think Chris is there right now. You know, we'll see what the future holds for him. He's a free agent in the offseason, and I think that there's probably 31 teams out there that have pro scouts that look at number 36 in Burgundy and Gold and say, hey, like, this dude might be valuable to our team as well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Joined right now by our pal David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. He is also the digital beat reporter for WUSA9.com. Give him a follow on the X app at DHarrison82. You mentioned this offensive line, David. I mean, the way that they played, first of all, the entire offense, right? We'll start with the offensive line. I thought Mariota was excellent outside of the bad turnover. But for this offensive line to pitch that sort of performance, David, against that front, not only does it give you optimism for the rest of the year, but it gives you optimism moving forward that, hey, that position group set in stone, and instead of being a question mark, it should be viewed as a building block here moving forward.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, you want to see it, you know, multiple weeks, and obviously, and, you know, we'll see what it looks like against New York and Philly and all that stuff in the near future. But it's a great week, obviously. It's a great, you know, portion of tape to put down there. DQ talked about, you know, Sam Cosmi's best week since he's been able to return. And I think that was really important because I know there's been some people who are kind of frustrated with Sam. And I think, you know, we on the outside kind of lose sight of the fact that, like, this man is coming back from a major injury.
Right.
And it's not just, you know, it's not just get back on the field and be Sam Cosmi. Like, it's going to take time for him to be himself. And I think yesterday we saw him be the closest version of himself since he went out, you know, against Detroit last offseason or last postseason. And that helps Josh Connerly. That helps Tyler Biadasz. And again, the trickle-down economics of it, it's a five-man unit that operates as one. So if you have one guy who's a little bit off because he's coming back from an injury or a little bit off because he's a rookie or a little bit off because he, you know, was a first-time left guard, you know, starting in the league, whatever reason you're a little bit off, it throws everybody off a little bit. So to see them get in sync like that, yeah, it's great. I think the real encouraging thing for me is I don't envision this team as an externally motivated team. So I don't think anything we saw yesterday was because it was prime time, was because it was, you know, the Denver Broncos, was because of, you know, any narratives. It was because this is what this team wants to do. And when you're internally motivated like that, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, if it's a 1 o'clock kickoff or an 8:20 PM kickoff. And that's encouraging because that means that you can go into Minnesota. And even though, you know, JJ McCarthy isn't necessarily a world beating quarterback or this defense isn't, you know, as highly touted as the Broncos defense, you should still be able to replicate that type of performance.
I totally agree with you. And I think one of the things I led with here on the show, if there was anybody, and I don't know if I've necessarily heard anyone of relevance say this, David, but if there was anybody out there, you know, questioning whether or not Dan Quinn, I guess, would be able to keep the locker room together in the midst of really the most adversity he's overcome or had to deal with, rather, here since coming to Washington. I think last night put any of those conversations to rest. David, that's how you're supposed to look coming off of a bye, having extra time to prepare. Guys were motivated. Guys were flying around. And I was saying it during the midst of the losing streak. When you've got a Tunsil and an Ertz and a Wagner and a Lattimore and so on and so forth on your team, I think it makes you less susceptible to losing a locker room, so to speak, because those guys, no matter what the result is, are going to do their best to uphold that standard.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that, you know, you and me and plenty of other people were paid to watch this team every single day of our lives and all that stuff. I don't think anybody who's been watching this team every day has had those concerns about Dan Quinn losing his locker room. Like that's not a thing. You know, at least not in 2025. I don't know. Like maybe, you know, let's see what happens in the future. But for 2025, like that's not even that shouldn't be on anybody's rundown. You know, I know some guys got 4 hours to fill. You know, you're one of those guys, but that should not be in any of your blocks of conversation.
Yeah, totally agree. I think they've done a good job establishing what they want the standard to be, upholding it on a week-in, week-out basis, to me, is the next step. Terry McLaurin, David, there was so many conversations this summer of is he worth it, is he not? The injury situation obviously is super unfortunate, but the silver lining to this, to me, is you've seen him in the last two times we've seen him, you really understand why he is a $30 million per year receiver and why it was such an important thing to get him back into this building. Your thoughts on McLaurin last night and the way that, or what you're looking for rather for him down the stretch here.
I mean, I'm glad you put it that way that you just did, because, you know, I know that there's been conversations out there of, you know, the injuries that he's dealing with is a reason why maybe the Commanders shouldn't have paid him what they paid him. I think the way you just outlined that and the way you should look at it, the performances he puts on tape when he's on the field and how different this offense looks when he's not on the field is exactly why you needed to go get him that deal, why you needed to make that deal happen. And, you know, we talk about Sam Cosmi and his injury and the road back. And don't get me wrong, Terry's not coming off of a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. It would be a totally different situation if he were. But you see what Terry did against Kansas City, first game back since week three. And, you know, I still make the argument that if he doesn't aggravate that injury in Kansas City, they might actually win that game on Monday Night Football. He comes out against the Denver Broncos, first game in. He's supposed to be on a 25-snap pitch count. He ends up nearly doubling that and puts them in a position where they nearly come away with that win. We've only seen Terry for five games this year, but those five games that he's been in, versus the rest of the games that he's been out,
right,
shows you just why Terry McLaurin is as valuable as he is to the team.
Absolutely. A total night and day difference. David, what do you think of Marcus Mariota and the way that he led this offense? I will say this, and I'm not saying it to ruffle any feathers. It's just my honest analysis. I think yesterday was the best quarterback play that we've gotten all year from this football team.
I mean, I think Marcus is
not Marcus saying that I want him to take the job or anything like that, but just looking at each individual performance, that was the best we've seen the quarterback play for Washington this year, I think.
I mean, I think that's fair, but there's a veteran element to it, and there's also just a dynamic ability, to it. Marcus, so the thing I've learned, or at least I believe I've learned in the years covering this game, is guys are who they are throughout their entire careers. What looks different isn't who they are, who they become. It's experience levels, right?
Right.
So, like, if you watch Marcus Mariota at Oregon and you watch Marcus Mariota last night, he's the same guy. He's just a little bit more experienced. Now, that experience makes things like that interception a little bit more frustrating, mm-hmm. a little bit more head-scratching. But if you come into a game watching Marcus Mariota not understanding that this is a dude, he may not be as demonstrative about it. He may not even be as, I say defiant just from like a lack of a better term. Because, like, when we asked Jaden about, being, maybe smarter or more judicious, he kind of just shrugs off. He's like, hey, look, I am who I am. Marcus will give you a more thought out answer because he's a vet. But Marcus is a baller. Like, Marcus is a guy who wants to go out there and keep every play alive. He wants to give his team the opportunity. And listen, that as frustrating as that interception is, that penalty that they draw to extend that drive to even put them in position to win this game in the first place, that doesn't happen without the exact same mentality that interception happened from. So I went through this like watching Jameis Winston. And, look, my last year covering Jameis was that 30 for 30 year, so I get it. But you don't get those great moments without some of those head-scratching moments.
Bingo.
And so when it comes to, like, Marcus Mariota, you're going to get some of those flinch moments where it's like, I hate that you took that hit. You're going to get some of those flinch moments like, well, man, like, I wish you would have just thrown that away. And with Jaden, it's going to be the same thing. So the difference between Marcus and Jaden is experience. And so what you see is you see that experience from Marcus. So when he makes that bad play, I mean, honestly, he made an equally bad play not that long after that. John All right. Bates was fortunately able to land on the fumble and keep it from biting him in the butt. But then you see the ability to bounce back and also dig them out of that hole. In a certain sense, Marcus helped dig the hole that he then pulled everybody out of. But at the same time, like I said, like it kind of reminds me of Brett Favre too, like to get even older with it. Like Brett Favre was good for a really bad interception once every two or three games.
Right.
But he's also good for a fourth quarter comeback once every two or three games. So you got to take it. But yeah, man, I mean, as far as like the best quarterback play this season, I agree with you. I think some of that is continuity. Some of that is health. I don't think that's, dogging Jaden Daniels in any way, shape, or form. And I'll tell you right now, like, Jaden, would probably happily, stand up and say, like, yeah, like, Marcus balled out last night. And he's proud of Marcus for doing that because that's their relationship.
For sure. David, appreciate you, as always, my friend, for making some time for us. We will talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison. Make sure you check out the Locked On Commanders podcast wherever you download your podcast. Check out his work at WUSA9.com as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. A lot more to get to. Final half hour of the show comes your way next. We'll take a spin around the NFC East. We'll get you a preview of Monday Night Football, and maybe, just maybe, we'll take a look ahead at tomorrow's show, because there's something we didn't get into today on the non-Commanders front that I am itching to talk about with our esteemed producer. The state of the AFC South, definitely going to be a topic of conversation for tomorrow. First, though, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports, presented by Allstate.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.